Setting deadlines on Capitol Hill. Senate Republicans forged ahead with a plan for a hearing on Monday to consider sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and set a deadline of Friday morning of this week to determine whether his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, appears after days of political wrangling over how best to handle accusations that threaten his nomination. The White House says that President Trump won't look at naming any replacement nominees unless there is a clear need. Meanwhile, Ford's attorneys are calling for more witnesses to be involved in the hearing, not just Kavanaugh and Ford. They did not say whether Ford would attend the Senate hearing. On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 reached new intraday highs in early trading on Thursday as expectations for another surge in corporate profits helped investors look past the latest trade turf battle between the U.S. and China. The strong labor market also boosted stocks. Initial jobless claims, which are seen by many as a proxy for layoffs across the U.S., fell to its lowest level since 1969. And Comcast and 21st Century Fox will settle their takeover battle for Sky in a weekend auction run by British regulators. And that'll set up a dramatic climax to a 21-month sale process that has pitted some of the world's biggest media giants against each other. London-listed Sky has a market value of about $35 billion. For more on these and other stories of the day, check out WSJ.com and the WSJ app. I'm J.R. Whalen, reporting from the newsroom in New York for The Wall Street Journal.